S.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And we'll try and help you to plan out your winter garden. And I live in southern Maine, and they had predicted snow to come in by the foot instead of the inch. We probably have about 12 inches out there, so we got a foot. But we had hoped for a lot more. It's beautiful. It's nice, fluffy stuff. You know, the type of snow that doesn't hurt the trees. It's easy to shovel. And hopefully you're going to get to enjoy the winter wonderland. But if you're planting your garden, the number to call again, 800-259-9231. Or you've tried to call in the past, the lines have been busy, and you have some questions pertaining to problems or some ideas that you want to throw by me. Let's work together. Give Jared a call, and we'll get you set up. Jared, who's up for us this hour?
Okay, first up, we have John on the line, who's calling about an autumn fire.
John, good morning, and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning, Paul, and Happy New Year to you, sir. Listen,
thank
the reason
you.
I'm calling, I had some flowers that bloomed in the fall. They call sedum autumn fire, stone crop, something of that nature.
Yes.
And during a blizzard, I brought them in the house. They're in pots. And I've had them in the house since then, and they're growing like crazy. Now, this is probably not good for them. I should probably have them sleeping, you know, related to the last phone call that you had. Now,
yep.
What do I do now?
Okay. Next year, leave them alone. They have to stay outside. These are perennials. They're winter hardy, and usually what happens is they die to the ground in the late fall, and you cut off all of the dead growth, and they come right back up the following spring. But because you've kept them in the house, they're now accustomed to, you know, 60 to 70 degree temperatures, and
right.
if you put them outside, they're not going to like it. So what you want to try and do is to put them in the coldest room that you have to stop this growth from continuing.
I can't put them back outside.
Well, it depends on, you know, if you could get a week of, like, 30s,
right,
then what I would do is, rather than put them outside, if you've got a tool shed or a garage,
okay,
someplace, the thing that hurts perennials is you've got them in a big pot, and
right,
you get all of this snow. The snow melts, goes into the pot, freezes, and now your container fills full of ice.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice is what hurts the pot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could put them in a tool shed, in a garage, if you've got a porch and you can get underneath the porch,
mm-hmm,
and put them there, they'll be fine there.
Okay.
But
they don't need light.
Put them some,
They don't need
no,
light?
Because normally they would die right down to the ground.
Okay.
And as long as you don't take them from, you know, a 60 to 70 degree house and you put them outside and it's zero, it's just too much of a shock. So
right.
Keep them. And when you see that the forecast is going to be in the 30s, put them outside, let them gradually go dormant, but put them someplace where the pot will not fill full of water that will eventually be ice, and the ice kills the roots.
Okay, Paul. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And I enjoy your show tremendously. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, John. We appreciate that. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Colleen on the line. Colleen is calling with some help for her hydrangeas.
Okay. Colleen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. Listen to you every week. Question
you.
For you. Having a problem on my hydrangeas. This year, they didn't even come out. I mean, the greens came up, but I didn't get any bulbs. A couple years back, I think we cut them back at the wrong time of year. Can you help me as to when you should be cutting them back?
Okay. Hydrangeas, now, how long have you had these, first of all?
About 12 years.
Okay.
They've always come up. One particular year, they got really big, so we were trying to cut them down, and I think we probably cut them down wrong.
Okay. You have the old-fashioned blue hydrangea, which is called a Nikko, N-I-K-K-O, Nikko blue hydrangea. And if you were to live on Cape Cod, they grow just like weeds. Once you
right.
get off of Cape Cod, it really is a different story. If you live in Rhode Island, for example, their climate is very similar to Cape Cod, and they'll do really, really well.
Yeah, now we're in Central Mass, so.
Okay. So, you have to say to yourself, the flowers from the hydrangea, those buds that make the flower come from the growth that was made the previous year. So in the spring, you're going to notice coming out of the base of your plant, all these new shoots, those new shoots that develop in the spring, those are shoots for next year. The first year, all they make is leaves. The second year, they make flowers and leaves. Okay?
Right.
So the time to do the pruning is in the spring for the most part. So what you look at, they look like dead sticks. And
right.
usually during April, you're going to notice buds on these dead-looking sticks that are going to emerge and start to make some green leaves. And
yeah.
if you've got a blue hydrangea, let's say, is 3 feet tall, and that stick has five clusters of buds, you could remove the top two, and that would control the height of your plant.
Okay.
So, but you need to do the pruning when the buds... In the spring, when the buds are bursting and they're starting to make leaves, and not before, because some branches you could only have one set of buds and they could be 2 feet off the ground rather than 6 to 10 inches off the ground.
Okay.
And then the new growth that the plant is making during the year. So in the spring, dead sticks, shoots come out of the ground. Anything that comes out of the ground can be pruned during June or July to control the height, because those branches have no flower buds on them. They're just leaves the first season. So you can prune the new growth in yep. June or July, but the older growth that's 2 years old has to be done in the springtime.
Okay, and now just one more question about the coloring. Like when we first bought them, they were actually a deep purple, and they have gotten lighter through the years. Is there anything to get it back to that purple color?
Yep. The hydrangea is the only plant that we have And we have a lot of plants, annuals, perennials, shrubs, and trees. It's the only plant that I know of that you can change the color. And the color is changed by changing the acidity of the soil. So to make it blue or bluer in your case, you use a fertilizer called aluminum sulfate. And you can buy that at any garden center. And right on the front of the package, it will say soil acidifier. And aluminum sulfate is a fertilizer that you put around blueberries. Blueberries, the more acidic, the better they grow. But for hydrangea, you put aluminum sulfate spring and fall, and they'll almost be that purple color. If you put lime around your blue hydrangeas, they'll slowly go from purple to blue to pink. So acid soil, darker blue. Add lime, they go to pink. Okay?
Thank you so much. You have a great New Year, Paul.
You too. Thank you again for the call. We appreciate that. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Marcello on the line, who's calling with an insect problem in one of his palms.
Okay. Marcello, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
We're coming on a break. Marcello, why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on a break, and when we come back, we'll talk to you real quick. Okay?
Thank you.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Marcello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have some sort of a palm tree, and every time I water it, it has like about an hour later, it's maybe 30, 40 millipedes running around. They're about a half-inch thick. I mean, long.
Oh. And they're coming out of the container itself.
They go on top of the surface of the dirt every time I water it.
Okay, so this is this could be a problem because these guys eat organic matter, and they could get into the root system and do some damage to the tips of the roots. So you need to use something to control them. What you need to do, being that it's inside the house, if you can use something organic, that would be really, really good. So that, do you have pets, dogs, or cats, or anything like that?
No. Nothing like
okay.
that.
Okay. What I'd like to have you pick up that will take care of that is... there's a company called Farm, spelled P-H-A-R-M, Solutions. And they have a product that is called Indoor Farm. And you would spray the product right on the soil. And if you can actually spray it directly on the insect, it will knock them right out. It's totally organic. It's totally natural. And again, you spray it on the soil. It will penetrate the soil and take care of the insects. But the one that does the best is called Indoor Farm. And one of the reasons that this is a good, really good, good product is there is an insect that's very common this time of the year on indoor plants that when you water, it looks like little tiny flies coming out of the ground. And those are called fungus gnats. And fungus gnats are there if you have a lot of organic matter in your soil or you're using artificial soil. But call your local nursery and ask them if they have Indoor Farm. And again, it's spelled P-H-A-R-M. It comes pre-mixed, and you would just spray it directly on the soil, and it will work its way in and take care of any insects that are in there. It's 100% organic, and everything that this company sells is natural and certified organic. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Doris on the line, who's got a question about moving roses.
Okay. Doris, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. We're out here in sunny California. But I have, I'm kind of excited. You were talking about transplanting roses into your garage in the wintertime. I have two older ladies that wanted me to help them with their pruning their roses. And I noticed that, you know, we buy roses through the years and then they don't kind of grow the same, that this would be a perfect time to transplant them to make them be more harmonious looking.
Yes. Yeah, if you need to move them while you're in either a dormant season or in your case a season where they're not as active. So during the winter when you're not getting the amount of heat that you do during the summer, you're not getting as much sunshine because the day itself is shorter, and even though you live in California, you still have some cold weather. I've been in California. In fact, we went to see the Tournament of Roses and the Rose Bowl Parade a few years ago, and it was cold there. So it all depends where you live. But this would be a good time to move those roses and to also prune them back. Prune them back by one-third if these are bushes, okay? And at the same time that you move them, look for suckers that will develop below the graft. There's a swollen area that resembles your fist. Anything coming below the fist or the graft has to be removed because that's suckering and stealing the energy.
Have you seen ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2.
Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. Look for free bonus 1213 at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-5740. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-5740. That's 1-800-580-5740. 1-800-580-5740.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call. We'll get you set up, and we'll work together to solve your gardening problems, whether they're things that happened this past year, just so that you're prepared for it in the season to come. And that will make a big, big difference for all of you. Now, I want you all to sign up for our email newsletter. And as we get into the season, I'm sure that you're going to get a lot of information. On Sundays, I know some of you will listen for an hour or two. and it's difficult just to sit there and listen to the program. But we're going to have a newsletter that comes out every single Thursday. We started it just around Thanksgiving, and there will be 4 articles every single week in this newsletter. It's also printable. So, for example, once we get into the vegetable season, in the annual season, we're going to tell you everything that you need to know on how to grow that particular vegetable. We'll talk about fertilizers, insecticides, and fungicides. And this is something that's printable, so that when you receive it on Thursday, you can print it and put it in like a 3-ring binder. And if the problem occurs, you can go back to your binder, take out the information, bring it to your local garden center and say, you know, according to what Paul says, I need this particular fungicide and this particular fertilizer. And that way you won't have to worry about, oh, how do you spell this thing that Paul is talking about? So, and there'll be 4 stories again every single Thursday. It's free. If there's nothing that you like in that week, just hit delete and it's gone. And if there's things that you want to save, then you can print it. And it's real easy. Just go to www.paulparent.com. And once we get into the spring season, there's going to be some coupons that will be put in there to give you some discounts. There'll be all kinds of things. So I think this is going to be a lot of fun. It will give you some additional information. And I think that, you know, you'll get an awful a lot of information using this type of gardening information. And you can save it. So www.paulparent.com for the newsletter. We have almost 2,000 people listening to the program that have signed up for it. And, you know, it's an awful lot of fun. There's great pictures, there's trivia, there's a recipe, and we'll have a lot of different things for you. So, you know, if you get a chance, sign up for it. Now, this time of the year, if you have houseplants and you want to control insects, I mentioned early on in the show that one of the safest products to control insects is horticultural oil. And the main reason is it is not a chemical that is absorbed into the insect, and it's not something that if you touch it can be absorbed in your skin. Horticultural oil is an oil byproduct, and it has the same type of a feel and appearance as baby oil. It is classified as a pesticide, but it's oil. It's been highly, highly cleaned, and it's something that you can spray in the house. There's no toxic fumes like a pesticide. So you don't have to worry about, if I spray this on my plants, the windows are all closed, am I going to breathe these toxic fumes? And that's how some of these pesticides work. This you will not. You have to be aware that it is an oil. So if you're going to spray it on some plants and you overspray and you get it on the wall, then you probably may get a little bit of staining. So if you've got a plant and you want to get rid of the insects, if you can just move it to like a vinyl floor so that you can easily clean it, not on a carpet. But it's a very, very safe product, and it will do a great job. You can use it on herbs, and you can use it on, if you're growing a little pot of tomatoes in the house, you could do that. So it's a good product, but it is classified as a pesticide. But there's no fumes, and it's not something that the insects can grow immune to. Now, a day like today, it's snowing like crazy here where I live in Kennebunk. We've had about a foot of snow in the last 3 days. as much as they predicted, but we're getting some snow. If you want to have some fun on a day like this, if you have in your tool bed or in your garage or even in your basement some grass seed from last year or the year before, take a 4-inch pot, fill it with some potting soil, and throw like 2-3 pinches of grass seed in it, and with a ballpoint pen or a fork, just kind of work it into the soil and water it, and put it on your windowsill, and that grass is going to germinate in about a week or two, depending on the variety of seed that you have purchased. If it has perennial rye, in about 7 days, 10 days, it will come up. Bluegrass will take as long as 3 weeks, but you can grow a little pot of grass on your windowsill. And if you have cats, you just put it high enough so that the cats don't get it, because they will dig at it. It helps with their digestion. But it's fun on a day like today when it's up. And I find myself, and you do the same thing. It's howling snow outside. It's cold out. Your grass is about maybe 2 or 3 inches tall. You take a pair of scissors and you cut an inch of grass off, and then and you can have an awful lot of fun with it. So, you know, do some crazy things like that, and you can have a good time. Now, one of the things that you really need to do once you start getting all these seed catalogs, and we've talked about that today. Again, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, and on the website, you're going to find a page filled with names, addresses, phone numbers, and links of about 50 seed catalogs. And you can go on the internet and order the catalog on the internet. Or you can, if you don't have a computer, have somebody print it out for you. And you can send them a note, ping them, or call them and ask them to send you a catalog. Most of them are free. And a day like today, where it's cold and it's snowy and, you know, there's no way you're going to go outside, you go through the catalogs, you take a piece of graph paper, and you plan out the gardens for the spring. One of the areas where a lot of us fail is we try and get too much into the garden. And I always use a piece of graph paper. And I know the length and the width of my vegetable garden, the length of the width of my flower beds, and I plan it out. That way, I don't buy extra plants. I don't put my seedlings too close together. Some of us would say, well, I want to get a dozen tomatoes, so we put them 2 feet apart instead of 3 feet. They grow, they'll produce tomatoes, but they produce the tomatoes later because they're too close together. They're fighting for the same sun, the same nutrition, and when the tomatoes do begin to develop, because they're not getting good air movement around them and as much sun, they ripen later. So read the label, follow the placing, and plan out the garden, and try and rotate. Don't put the plants in the same place year after year after year. By changing the location, and what I do with my garden, I cut it into 3 pieces. The right end, the left end, and the center. And every year, I rotate. So whatever was in the left end goes to the middle. Middle goes to the right end, and the right end goes to the left. And by rotating the crops, you have less of a chance of having diseases. Because if you put the same plant in the same location, and you have a fungus, and the leaf turns brown, gets dry and falls to the ground, those disease spores sit on the surface of the ground, and when you put the new plant, those seeds will break dormancy in the spring, And now they're in the same area with fresh, healthy plants, and they reinfect those healthy plants. If you can put them in a different area, when the spores wake up, if the plant at the opposite end of the garden, the chances are you won't have the problem like you had in the past. So it does make a big difference by rotating your crops. Now, those of you that are within driving distance of the ocean, when this storm is over, you're going to have a lot of seaweed that's washed onto the beaches. This seaweed is like black gold. It's incredible. So wait until the storm is over, you know, a day or two, and then head down to the beach, maybe even next weekend. You know, most of us have to work during the week. But this weekend, if you get some time, grab a bunch of trash bags, head down to the beach, and if you know where there's a seawall where the waves have beaten the seaweed up against it, it will break the seaweed into smaller pieces. Collect that seaweed, put them in the trash bags, bring them home, and just stack them right on top of your garden or up against your garage if you've got a lot of snow and you can't get there, and leave it there until spring. Now, what I do is I'll take those trash bags, and I'll put some water in it. I'll put a gallon of water in each bag and then tie up the top of the bag to try and keep, you know, additional rain and stuff from getting into it. But by tying it and adding water, that seaweed is going to rot. And when spring comes and temperatures begin to really warm up, it's going to be just like mush almost. And then you just spread that over your garden, and it's wonderful. If you're able to get to the garden, you can just dump it right on top of it, and it will slowly melt, you know, and work its way into the soil. But don't worry about the seaweed. The salt. Okay, the salt is there, will kill weeds, but will not hurt plants at all. So you don't have to wash it. Pick it up, bring it home, spread it in the garden, and you'll have a great source of organic matter, much better than peat moss, because you've got all the goodness of the ocean in it. 800-259-9231. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15 and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent God Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Pamela on the line, who's calling about a bougainvillea.
You did good on that one, Jared. Good morning.
Hi,
Pamela.
Paul. Nice speaking with you. I have three bougainvilleas. And I keep them in an English conservatory that we have attached to the house, and it has a southeast facing. And, of course, they summer outdoors. And the bracts, they are just gorgeous. And when they flower, they're magnificent. But they always cycle into a very down period where they almost look like they're dying. And I water them. I give them some muir acid, and I usually put Miracle-Gro in with each watering because I know they're heavy feeders, but they do like to remain a bit on the dry side. And I wanted to know if there was anything I could do to keep them from going into that terrible down cycle where they look like they're ready to die on me, and just keep them a little greener throughout the winter.
Okay. The first thing I want you to do, Pamela, is I want you to send me an email today. Okay?
Yes.
My email address is parent, P-A-R-E-N-T,
yeah,
at roadrunner.com.
Okay.
And I'm gonna email you back. When I was in Florida visiting my son last year, I went to visit. It's like my wife says, you can't sit still, can you? I said, no. And I go and I visit greenhouses when I'm there. And I went to this one greenhouse, and they specialize in bougainvillea. And I asked the man if there was a good book for bougainvillea, and he gave me a bunch of names, and I found one of the books. And if you can send me an email, I will give you the name of the book, the publisher, and the man who wrote it. And that, it's a little book. It's not a big thing. It's a little book, but it's just on bougainvilleas, on how to root the cuttings, on how to train them, how to grow them, when to prune. And it's really, really got every bit of information that you want. Bougainvillea is a plant that really loves the sun. It does not like feet. And when I was in Florida, we had, last year, we had a period where we had 3 days of rain. And I went to the nursery, and all of the bracts, all the flowers were coming off. And I said to the man, what's happening? And he said, ah, this damn plant. We love it. But when we get into a wet period and cloudy and cool, they drop all their flowers. And there's nothing we can do about it. They will reset and they'll rebloom. But this particular plant, we have to be so careful when we irrigate that we don't give them a lot of water. We have to make sure that in the nursery where the plants stand, that they're on a slight grade so that any excess water will run away from the plant and they won't sit in a puddle. Because if they do, bam, they lose all the flowers. And the way that people will buy the bougainvillea is by the colors. I mean, and there's beautiful, beautiful colors. So send me an email. I'll give you the information for the book, and that will help that you want in it. The one thing that I do know, bougainvilleas are very, very heavy feeders. And if you can use fertilizer like Osmocote in the container every 6 months and feed monthly. So you're going to use the Osmocote for every time that you water, and every single month you're going to feed them with something like a blossom booster. Now, I want you to look at the numbers. And what you want is the middle number package. And just give an idea. Miracle-Gro is 18246. Miracle-Gro has a middle number that's higher than the first number. The first number is for foliage. That's nitrogen. The second number is phosphorus, and that's for roots and blooms. And the third number is potash for disease control and make nitrogen and phosphorus work better. But you can buy like a blossom booster that the middle number could be as high as 60. And that's what you want to do on a monthly basis. But send me the email, and I'll get you the book. 800-259-9231.